Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points east, south, north, and west. It is B. Mitch and Finley. It is a Tell the Truth Tuesday. Brian and I were just talking. We're very lucky the mics weren't on because we were having a frank conversation about this football team, which we will do throughout the course of today.
Oh, I'm going to have a frank conversation.
Probably on the phone, radio,
in person.
Sure, but
in
the
private.
words we were using, we can't use.
Well, I mean, Lanford got that button; he could drop.
How you doing, B?
Good, brother.
I gotta say, I watched Monday Night Football last night. Anytime the Cowboys are on in primetime, I watch it. But anytime there's an NFC East matchup in primetime,
are you trying to tell us you're a Cowboy fan?
No, but I mean, I think most of America watches them. They're once upon a time, they were Washington's rival. Like, I mean, I watched them. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say this.
I'll say it for you. They're good.
They look damn good.
They're good.
That defense is flying to the ball, and Micah Parsons, for all the concerns about what may or may not have happened to Penn State.
He was immature, they say. And like I said before, what are you going to pay him for? Being a football player? If he's real good at being a football player, people will find a way to get him out there.
You know what the key is to being a good football player? Just being a good football player.
There you go.
And the off-the-field stuff takes care of itself a lot of times.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Or he's going to get in trouble like we've seen in Dallas, and that'll take care of itself, too. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
But Dak, all the way back. CeeDee Lamb, monster.
Yes.
Zeke
heard us talking about Pollard. but hey, Pollard's damn good.
I mean, that's a...
He had 5.5 carries. Zeke had 5.6.
That is a hell of a 1-2 punch.
Yes,
Pollard
indeed.
Went for 60. Your boy hit his bet. Zeke went for 95 with 2 touchdowns. I mean, we're going to get into our true or falses here in a minute. Cody's got a long list. I've got a bunch. We want yours as well. Plus, Brian and I have, I think, the 1 o'clock hour. We're gonna save this to the end of the show. I want to have a real discussion about coaches versus players, mm-hmm. and who is underperforming with this Washington football team. And I think the answer is probably both.
Yeah,
but it's a little bit of a chicken or an egg debate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But B, watching the Cowboys drop 41 on the Eagles that we thought had a really good defense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think Dallas could sprint. Like, let's say the four of us had a race, a 100-meter race. You would probably win it by, what do you think the distance would be B-Mitch would win by?
I don't
25,
know.
30
I don't,
yards?
I don't run fast anymore.
You run faster than me and Landfill and Cody. Cody says he's allergic to running. I don't think Landfill's at his top speed. I don't know that I'm at my top speed anymore. How about this? Let's go back to 1990. And we're having a 100-meter race. Cody's not born yet. I'm 9, and Landfill's 7. 1.
Whoa.
How would the distance be then?
I think I could win that race.
Is it just me, or does it look like that's the way Dallas is going to handle this NFC East?
It seems like that. And this is the thing. I know when we were talking earlier, but before the season basically started, we kept pointing back to those last 5 games about how well they have to play.
It might not matter.
But if another team were to get so far ahead and then we get to that, I mean, I hear some of the coaches talking, and I hear people talking, and they talk as if all of a sudden in the last five games we're going to hit this switch, and we're going to just become better than everybody. I understand what things how things worked last year. I understand how some things worked in the previous regime. I mean, when he was at another franchise. That's not guaranteed this year. Because right now it looks like the team that you're competing against is better than you. And just like we expect to get better, you don't think they expect to get better?
Looking at the NFC East, just tell me the odds of this team winning. The New York Giants are 0-3 with a minus 18-point differential.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got to be 25-1 to win. Maybe that's too high. It's only four teams. Maybe it's...
It's probably 25-1 at this point.
15-1?
Yeah.
They're 0-3 and they're 0-1 in the division.
But I think many people could look and say they could have beat the Washington football team easily.
I mean, these odds probably exist somewhere, Cody, if you want to look them up rather than us trying to guess them. How about this? We'll do it just as a... We'll do it as a pie. There's 100% of this pie. What is the percentage of the pie that the Giants will win the NFC East at 0-3?
I'm going to go about 10.
Yeah. I would go 7, but sure, 10 is fine. The Eagles are 1-2, and now they have a division loss. Their point differential is 0. Through three games, they have scored the exact same amount of points as their opponents.
And then even last night, Jalen Hurts put 300 and something yards up.
Yeah.
But still, listen, he threw two.
He also had two picks.
He had two picks, six. But I'm going to just tell you this. He's better than what we gave him credit for. He's not what he was last year in that last game.
I agree with that.
And I think that defense helps him out some, too. At this point, I don't know if I put us in front of them.
To win the division, the Cowboys are minus 225.
This is after last night?
Yes.
Okay.
These are updated. Washington is plus 400. The Eagles are plus 600. And the Giants are plus 1,600.
Okay. So here's the thing.
I'll move that Washington-Philly thing closer.
So to your point about Washington and Philly, Washington and the Eagles have the same record. Washington's 1-2, although they're 1-0 in the division with mm-hmm. the damn near miracle win over the Giants two Thursdays ago. The Eagles are even in point differential. They have scored 64 points. They've given up 64 points.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington football team is minus 25 in point differential. Mm-hmm. They've scored 67 points and given up 92.
Yep.
All we heard was, listen, there's real questions on offense, but the defense will be so good, they'll carry them through the bad times.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going, Lamphill?
The bad times may hang around for a minute.
The bad times don't appear to be going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean... We talk about how things must shift. A lot can happen before Washington plays the Cowboys. They don't play them. There's going to be Christmas lights up. We're going to be singing Mariah Carey. It's a long way away, okay? Washington doesn't play the Cowboys until 12-12, which is a tough number for me to say.
12-12. Now, let me ask you this question.
They don't play the Cowboys till December 12th.
I asked you about that. If you were to look at the teams right now and how they're performing, what do you think those records are going to be? Could it be like Dallas could be one thing and Dallas can have, what, seven wins by then or more? We can probably have that many losses if we keep playing like we're playing.
Hell, I mean, I think our projections have them at 2-6 at the bye or at 3-5. I'm saying if I understand Washington's playing Atlanta. On Sunday.
Not no walk in the park. It's not a guarantee either.
Now, Atlanta opened as a favorite. It's already moved to Washington minus 1.5. I think Washington's going to win. I rarely say that with some level of certainty. I think they show up. I think they win in Atlanta. Okay? I could be proven wrong. If I'm wrong, I'll eat an onion sandwich next week. But.
Oh, Lord.
That was a joke. I will not. I'll die. But.
You won't die.
I think I will. I'm allergic. But. If Washington, Cody. Get me the Cowboys line for who they're playing this coming weekend. If Washington was playing the Cowboys this weekend, and you saw that team last night after what happened to the Bills against the Bills last weekend, I think Washington's a double-digit underdog. Who the Cowboys got this weekend?
The Cowboys are at home against the Panthers, and the Cowboys are minus -5.
Panthers are 3-0 with one of the top defenses in the NFL.
Yeah.
Panthers are first in the NFL in yards allowed on defense with 191 yards allowed. Washington football team, on the other hand, 31st. How many teams are there in the NFL, Cody?
32.
So is 31st out of 32 good?
No.
Right. The Washington football team, as we explained yesterday, is giving up 432 yards per game.
432.
432. We're hoping Cakes gets that next time he's sitting ace five. If Washington was playing the Cowboys this weekend, I think that's a double-digit spread. And that shows you where this thing is right now.
Mm-hmm. But as I listened to Ron talk to the Junkies this morning, he said that I love what we're doing. We're going to just keep doing the same thing. No, no, no. You need to not love what you're doing. You need to change up. It's no problem adjusting some things because what has been going on is not working. And it doesn't seem like it's going to work. But you're going to have to adjust something because this team at this point doesn't look like the defense I saw last year. And only thing happened was they had an offseason this time. And on top of it, they had chances to practice. Last year, there was rumblings and rumors that people wanted to continue doing what the old coach had taught them. And they were having these discussions and stuff. And I believe the fact that they had COVID wasn't always there, that a lot of guys did do what they were taught before. Now, this year, you had all of the influence from the people that are here now. And it looks like this. Why? You know what I'm saying?
If just I knew the why.
It. So, last year, the excuse was people did not have an opportunity to have the offseason program. But they played that damn good. This year they have the offseason program, and then they come out the blocks like they put two cement boots on. Something changed. Something affected something.
I know one thing I believe affected something.
What's that?
I got three words.
Listening.
Remember Ben DiNucci. Listen, Ron got asked about this. I don't think he loved the question. There is a tremendous difference in a defense attacking, dominating, smelling fear in terrible quarterbacks, and then a defense getting carved up by Justin Herbert and Josh Allen.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
But I'm just saying, like, we've heard all of these PFF grades for certain people on the defensive line and all this stuff. But Ron addressed it some today when he talked about how Chase was getting upfield, getting that pressure. Then where was the internal push? When I watch the game, I don't need to go back to PFF. I don't need to go back and watch a film. I look at a play. I see one guy getting 5-6 yards of depth. Two guys, they're stifled at the offensive line. And the other guy going up the field. The quarterback doesn't have to do much. And every time it was like one guy who was getting through and making pressure and the other guys were like doing the waltz at the line of scrimmage. And as much as we can sit and – I know like – and I on this I understand. I've been through all this stuff where when you are the top guy, so you're going to get most of the pressure. But when you run up the field and the guy can't run outside, and where's the pressure inside to stop him from stepping up and sliding? So it's like –
Slide to the left.
I'm
crisscross.
We're gonna get into it in the 1 o'clock hour, but it's just I'm looking at a way that the people are being that they're playing compared to what they did last year, and I think kind of the way that they're taught to play now isn't what it was last year. Last year was more of an attacking type mindset. I don't see the same thing this year, right? Up to this point, I don't see it. Whether it's a top notch quarterback or not, but I know one thing. Sorry quarterback or great quarterback, if you don't have no pressure coming in my face, I'm going to slide up, slide over, and pick you apart all day.
Appears to be happening.
Hey, it's happened for 3 weeks. They end up winning the second week, but they still got picked apart.
Sam Fortier had the tweet. I was sitting next to him in Buffalo, and he tweeted out, what happens if they don't get to kick again against the Giants? and all of a sudden they're 0-3.
I think it'll be much harsher, but that's the whole thing about it. When we lose, the message that you get from them is like, you know, we can't put everything into it. But when they happen to win, they want to put everything into it. That win had too much stuff going on in it to where you go, okay, that I'll look at it like, you know, we can easily be 0-3.
Because hell yeah.
That, you know, you look at those type of things, it just, you have to change some things that's been happening, because what has been happening is not what you want to be.
Hey, yesterday we vowed to be positive, and I've got a positive. Now, unfortunately, Washington is 31st in the NFL, allowing 432 yards per game, right? We all know that to be true. But I'm positive Washington is doing better in points per game defense. They're 28th out of 32.
Not positive, JP.
I'm positive they're better in points per game than they are in yards per game.
Okay.
They're giving up 30.7 points per game. Is that good?
No.
What did Coach Gibbs want? Three touchdowns and a field goal, baby. So that's 24 points.
So in other words,
that would be losing by a touchdown to the current situation.
Yeah.
Not great. It's time. What we do on Tuesdays on this program is we tell you the truth. There's a lot to discuss. Brian Baldinger had some damaging audio yesterday, and Baldy's not a hot take guy, so for him to come out that strong, we're going to play that a little later. I think that was pretty significant. Ron Rivera spoke to the junkies this morning. We're going to play some of that. Ron Rivera spoke to the media yesterday. Might even dig up some of that. A lot to discuss, but coming up next, the first true or false that everybody has to weigh in on. We did this last week, and there was some consternation. I don't know if there's any consternation left. Does the Washington football team have the worst defense in the NFC East? True or false? Next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Girls want to screw us, who us? Yeah, B. Mitch N, not me. What up?
What you talking about, JB?
It's just me and Biggie, dude. Easily. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's time for True or False. Landfill's shaking his head. That's how you know we're doing well.
No, he's shaking his head because you just put us out there.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying lyrics to the song.
No, there were no lyrics. B. Mitch is not in no damn lyrics.
Time for True or False. The first, I will start. Cody has a long list. I've got some things written down here. True or false, Landfill, Washington football team has the worst defense in the NFC East.
That is true. They're just awful. There's really no other word for it. They're awful.
You have to answer the question based off of the facts that you have at hand. You have to answer that question based off of what has transpired thus far. Of course, there are going to be people like, oh, they're not going to end up that way. No, they may not end up that way. But right now, true, they are.
Just for kind of background here, Washington football team's given up 432 yards per game. That's 31st in the NFL. Cody Betts earlier reported there's only 32 teams, so that's second to last.
Who's the one team that gives up more?
The Seattle Seahawks are giving up 440 per game.
Okay, and they don't play in the NFC East.
Right.
Okay.
Now, the next highest or the next worst in the NFC East is the Dallas Cowboys at a little over 400 yards per game.
Then what's their rank?
You want me to count backwards? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 32 minus 7 is 25, I think.
Okay.
All right, they're 25th.
So that means that team is better than them.
Correct.
In the rankings at this point.
The New York Giants are giving up 374 yards per game.
That team is better than them.
That's over 50 yards less. And then the Eagles, even after getting walloped last night, are giving up 315 per game. That's
so
top 10.
So, in other words, based off of those stats right there, the answer to your question, true or false, true.
I think this one's true, and I think it's incredibly damning for this organization that's built on defense.
Even in the game where their defense played, you know, where you look at the points they gave up, and they only gave up, 20 points against the Chargers? They still got dominated by the Chargers' offense the entire game. They still couldn't stop them on third down. It was only that ridiculous fumble call, that fumble that somehow flew 15 yards down the field.
Right.
Yeah, that stopped them from giving up 27 points.
And William Jackson made a nice play on another red zone turnover to get that interception. And you got to credit him for getting the interception. Like, the incomplete pass ruled fumble was a joke. William Jackson made a nice play, but still, that's two trips to the red zone where even if they just get field goals both times.
They got dominated on defense in that game.
But the good thing about it is, just like in a football game, you can suck in the first quarter. You have a chance to redeem yourself if you make the proper adjustments and come back. They've sucked for the first 3 weeks. They have a chance to come back. But maybe you ask that same question 5 weeks from now, maybe the answer will be different.
Totally.
But right now, true.
Well, and one thing that's
100%
one thing that's kind of crazy is last year they excelled at making adjustments at halftime and then coming out in the second half and pitching shutouts. I mean, they did that week after week, and it's just nowhere close right now.
There's a disconnect.
The third down
somewhere.
Conversions are so abysmal.
They're damning, but I think there's a disconnect somewhere along the way. And listen, this is just my assumption. I've been on teams where players and coaches don't agree, but you know how it normally ends up. The coach is going to run it anyway. And the players don't feel it, so they just a little late, a little hesitant, and it doesn't look right. There's some type of disconnect going on with that defensive side of the ball right now. They showed too much promise as individuals and as a unit last year for it to be like it is right now. If there's nothing going on.
Weiss is in Bristol. We haven't even asked for calls, but people are calling. Weiss, true or false, the Washington football team has the worst defense in the NFC East?
Man, what's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
At the moment right now, I think it's true. We continue playing zone defense. The D-line doesn't put any pressure. and these quarterbacks we're playing are going to rip us apart. There's no Ben DiNucci's no more. It's Josh Allen. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's Aaron Rodgers. It's Dak Prescott. If we continue to play zone and put no pressure, it's going to be true for the whole year.
There you go. Thank you, Weiss. Appreciate the call, man. I have another true or false kind of to Weiss's point.
Mm-hmm.
True or false, playing Ryan Finley, Ben DiNucci, Nick Mullins, Nate Sudfeld, playing a collection of terrible quarterbacks last year, improperly inflated Washington's defense.
Yeah, I'm going to say, we always say you play whoever's on the team, but yeah, true, that helped. That helped out tremendously. Because if you had been seeing, just look at the way Dak started last year. If Dak played that whole thing last year, we don't beat Dallas handily like that two times for sure.
In two games against the Cowboys last year, this stat is just mind-blowing.
I think I could have passed for those yards that they passed.
B, in two games, not one, two games, mm-hmm. the Cowboys quarterbacks combined for fewer than 250 yards passing.
Yeah, I think I could have done that.
In one game, an average NFL playing quarterback left-handed gets you about 240.
Yeah.
That's two games. So, true or false, this defense was improperly inflated because of all the terrible quarterbacks they played last year. It's hard to see any other answer right now than true.
It's 100% true. I think against those Cowboys games when they were playing Ben DiNucci, we could have had Cody out there playing safety, and they still would have held him to under 300 passing yards.
I think they would have got one touchdown pass.
Maybe one, but that's it. Like, can you imagine how many
hitter out of the back?
Can you imagine how many touchdowns Patrick Mahomes would throw if Cody was the safety?
Oh man, about 200,000.
He'd throw a touchdown every single play, and Ben DiNucci might get one. That's the difference in quarterbacks we're talking about here.
Yeah.
I want to, true or false, Cody Betts could play safety in the NFL. False.
False.
If Ben DiNucci's the quarterback, true.
Yeah.
Depending still on CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper.
Well, Ben can't get the ball to him.
Let him run 60 yards down the field. He ain't getting the ball to him.
Like, yeah. He's going to underthrow the ball 30 yards, and he's going to be like, yeah, I stopped that.
He can do the Landon Collins thing.
A ball can be 8 yards out of bounds in the stands, and a DB will hop up, go, incomplete, baby, incomplete.
I forced that.
Oh, man. I love it, though.
So we're all saying true about the run of terrible quarterbacks last year?
Yeah.
Got it. I seem to remember one loudmouth, big ear guy screaming, "Remember Ben DiNucci," for like 9 months before the season started.
You did. Because we keep hearing all this stuff about that one game that we didn't win.
Cody, I know you've got a list. You want to hit one or you want me to keep going?
Let's stay with the defense here. In the upcoming matchup, the Washington football team defense will give up 400 plus yards for the fourth straight game. True or false? The Atlanta Falcons are averaging over 300.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say false in this one because I think Ryan doesn't move around enough and they probably will have a better chance of getting to him. And it could affect him a little bit. I kind of think this wishful thinking I'm doing right here, though. But I'm going to go false.
I'm going false, too. Yeah. I think they're going to show up this week. I think Matt Ryan doesn't move well.
Show up and show out.
Maybe it's wishful thinking like you're saying, B, because there's not a lot of empirical data to suggest they will. There's not a lot of reasons to believe it, but Atlanta's been bad. Atlanta's offense is averaging 301.3 yards per game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That is 26th in the NFL.
26 playing 31, dog. We'll see what happens.
I mean, this is,
I mean, something has to give.
Kind of bottom of the barrel right here. What do you say, Cody? You think if they give up four Bills to the Falcons, we're in big trouble, boys. If they give up four Bills to the Falcons, you know what I need you to do next Monday, Cody? I need your list of top quarterback prospects in the upcoming draft. And then Tuesday, I need your list of best trade prospects for quarterbacks around the NFL. And then on Wednesday, I'm going to need best free agent quarterbacks available in the NFL. And then on Thursday, I'm going to need you to polish up me and B. Mitch's LinkedIns, because clearly nobody's going to listen to this program if they give up 400 damn yards to the Atlanta Falcons. So I hope you wrote all that down.
Well, just the quarterback would be become a very big topic.
I think that they go over 400 again. I just don't see them stopping. They've only given up 6 sacks on the year. You think that this D-line and the linebackers are going to get home in 3 games? They're averaging 2 sacks allowed. Mm. I just don't see it.
Tell you what. Interesting point from Ren Gambino.
What's Ren talking about?
I'm not sure I agree, but this is interesting. One thing I don't believe we've addressed. Ren says, people forget that this isn't the same defense. We had a lot more depth on the D-line. Kerrigan is of a hell of a guy to have as a sub for the number 2 overall pick. We have a rookie linebacker now. Oh, yeah, and of course we played Ben DiNucci, Ryan Finley, etc. Think about that.
But I understand what he's saying, that Ryan Kerrigan isn't here. And that's basically the only person you're truly missing.
Kevin Pierre-Lewis.
Okay, Kevin Pierre-Lewis was on the field sparingly.
Listen.
Okay, outside linebacker at that. Everyone raved about Cole Holcomb when he was drafted here. And last year I told you, yeah, he runs all over the field. He's out of position most times because of his speed. So it's relatively the same rotation other than Kerrigan. And he didn't play often. You still have Allen, Payne, Seto, Ioannidis. That's the 4 that were there last year. And then, hell, Ioannidis wasn't even there most of the time. But you got Sweat and Young again. The other 2 guys that are playing now, they give you what Ryan, what the guy from Alabama, Anderson, they give you what he gave you. So you're missing a little bit of Kerrigan, but I don't think that you're missing that much. It shouldn't be this bad just because Kerrigan isn't here.
I'm with you. But something's different. Like, if we're trying to identify what's different, and we're saying,
I'll tell you what's different.
If it's not Ben DiNucci,
they had coaching for the whole offseason to be taught the stuff that they wanted. Unlike last year, they had to mesh stuff together, and they seemed to play better when it was a little chaotic.
That's true. It's true. It's fun to try to identify what's different. I just don't know that we can. Did your head turn sideways? What are you doing?
Nah, man. It's how this defense is making me. I think I got an ear in my forehead and another one on the backside.
Got to get a picture of Beamish's current situation here. When we return, I got a true or false. Who's the guy that said he was going to give us $1,000 if they didn't win 13 games? Let's get a hold of that guy.
Yeah, tell him. Does he want a buyout?
Because, yo, we'll offer him $200 for a buyout. I think there is.
No.
All right, we'll let Beamish negotiate the buyout. We're negotiating buyouts next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
One in four is
a very real shot.
2 and 3 would be pleasant, but you're pulling off an upset.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what is more realistic in the next five games? 0-5 or 3-2?
0-5, and it's not even close.
More realistic than 3-2. But you know,
I mean, you're talking about getting to the bye week.
They're going to beat
2-6, 3-5.
They're going to beat a team we don't expect them to beat.
Always.
They're going to also lose to a team, and we're going to sit here looking at with our head in our hands, saying, "How the hell did that happen?"
Weird things happen in the NFL. Always. I mean, they might lose to Atlanta and beat the Chiefs. You never know. But I think 2-6, 3-5 at the bye is very, very legitimate. And then you look after the bye: Tampa, Carolina, Seattle, the Raiders, who look like a legit Super Bowl contender.
Now, Seattle to me is a strange one.
They're the only defense in the NFL worse than Washington.
If the defense starts playing a little better and Seattle defense keep playing like they're playing, it's a possibility they could beat them.
Raiders in Vegas? Then you get the gauntlet of the NFC East game.
The fans going to be live and festive no matter what happens in that game.
Yeah.
Imagine you're in Vegas. And your team wins, celebration. They lose, you can still have a celebration. Like when the strip that I went across the street from our campus, and I grew up in college. Pass a test, celebrate at the strip. It was open from 12 to 2 every day. Flunk a test, go over there and soak. But you were going to the strip daily.
One way or another.
There you go.
And then you get the gauntlet. I mean, let's just look at the games where we think they'll be favored. Falcons this week, I don't think they're favored at home against the Saints. Even though it's a weird vibe, Jameis is throwing for 130 a game, but they're scoring touchdowns, the defense is playing well.
Chiefs, when he throws for 130, he don't throw interceptions.
Chiefs no chance, Packers no chance, at Denver. Denver's 3-0. They're playing good football.
I think with going to Denver, they're going to be an underdog.
Tampa at home, no chance. At Carolina.
Carolina's going to be the
Carolina's favorite. 3-0. Seattle here for Monday night. Maybe it's a pick 'em. It's hard to believe that Seattle won't be favored, but their defense has been really bad, so who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Raiders in Vegas, underdog. Cowboys here, underdog. At Philly, week 15. Maybe.
Well, I don't think they're going to be taking which call out the game again. It may be favored.
At
in Philly, so.
At Dallas on Christmas. No chance. Mm-mm. Philly at home, New Year's Day, maybe.
Favorite.
They finish the year in the Meadowlands, where I have seen so many awful efforts against the Giants. Who the hell knows what's going to be happening by the time we get to January 9th?
Yep. It's a long time from now, dog.
But, dude, in 14 remaining games, we think they will be favored to win one definitive game. And then maybe three games.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you look at that, it's hard to expect them to finish above 500. Not to mention last year, their NFC East title, they finished under 500.
Yeah.
And that was with Ben DiNucci on the schedule. Now, you never know. I mean, things can change rapidly.
Yeah, that's why I keep prefacing everything with right now.
Right. It's a little silly. Probably to look out to Christmas and New Year's, but
we do it.
I mean, but that's the situation they've kind of created here.
B. Mitch, when you were playing, was it harder to play before a bye week or after a bye week? Were you thinking, okay, next week's the bye week, we're going to take some time off, or coming off the bye week?
Well, the thing about it is, like, a lot of the coaches I dealt with, they kind of had that little carrot in front of you, like, depending on where our record is, we're going to take that many days off and that type of thing, and you pushed. But I think ultimately, if you take the bye week and you get completely away, everyone think, oh, that's going to relax you. You all know, when you're working out, you miss 2 or 3 days, you go back that fourth day, you're like, damn, it's like you missed 2 months. So imagine guys playing football and they come their bye week and they gone for the whole time. Got it. Catch back up. So I think tougher after the bye than it is before. Because the thing of it, you're also pushing to try to have success. Because the last thing you want to do on a bye week is be worried about how bad you just lost a game. If you win the game, You know what I'm saying? So you're pushing it for that. So I think it's easy to play before.
Because the Saints play here in Washington, and then they go on their bye week.
They maybe want to close that thing out strong.
It's an early bye week, right? Week six. It's week four, and then they play here week five, and then they get the bye in week six.
Hmm.
Although I've covered Washington teams that had a week four bye, that had a week 10 bye. They all stunk. I'm not sure. I'm not sure it makes that big of a difference. When we return, we'll keep the true or falses going. We're going to open it up a little bit, look around the NFL. Plus, Barstool Nate joins the program at 11:30. He texted me repeatedly on Sunday about how angry he was. I expect he'll be ready to
Nate,
talk.
You mean the positive talking?
It'd be a positive Nate is very, very upset.
Man.
Get ready for that.
See if he's going to stay that way.
All right. Next, 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.